Now, although it was ultimately embraced by broad segments of the traditional Jewish community, Maimonides' list engendered, after its appearance, widespread reaction among Jewish thinkers. Some attempted to shorten the list, others to refine it, or to add certain other aspects that they felt had been overlooked. But others opposed the whole enterprise. Noteworthy among these was Rabbi Isaac Abravanel, writing around the year 1500. He maintained that the very notion of principles in the Torah suggests differing levels of sanctity or of truth in that very same text, the Bible. And thereby that also encourages a sort of heresy. If the Bible is completely divine, then how can you single out some portions as opposed to others? What is interesting is that by listing the principles of faith, Maimonides was not ignoring the ethnic or communal aspects of Judaism. After he enumerates in his commentary to the Mishnah the 13 principles that if one does not accept, does not have a place in the world to come, he says that one who does not accept all these principles effectively removes himself from the community of Israel. It's very interesting. Here we were thinking that we are talking about principles of faith, and suddenly we are back in ethnicity. We are back in a community of Israel. The link between the communal and the spiritual components of Judaism found other expressions as well. The central work of Jewish mysticism, the Zohar, we will talk about this in a future lecture, is the source, apparently, for a statement that God, Israel, and Torah are one. So here you have the deity, you have Israel, the nation, and Torah, the teaching, are inseparably linked. Modern realities, however, would inject new thinking regarding the relationship between the communal and the religious aspects of Judaism. The attempt by Western European societies in the 18th century to grant Jews equal rights, we refer to this as the emancipation, while encouraging them at the same time to take those rights, but to embrace the values and social mores of their modern surroundings, this openness ultimately led to attempts by some Jews to downplay the communal and national roots. In other words, we can now join the European society, so of course we will downplay the ethnic component of Judaism, and we will stress only the religious. And clearly this encouraged, again, a comparison between Judaism and Christianity as religions. In other words, we can be Germans, and either Christian Germans or Jewish Germans. But at the same time, of course, this would pose a new challenge to Jews who tried to live simultaneously in two distinct environments, one social, the other religious. In other words, their social environment might be French or German, their religious one would be Jewish. And the results of these new definitions were variegated. In certain cases, this led to outright assimilation into the open society. In other cases, it led to a reforming of Jewish practice and beliefs that would hopefully render Jews more adaptable to new political and social realities. And so we see that ethnicity and religion would now undergo a totally new reevaluation, as it were, so that Jews could find their way into European society and maybe nevertheless maintain their religion. In the 19th century, we encounter Jews for whom all religious manifestations of Judaism were almost unacceptable. And here the pendulum would go from the religious totally in the other direction towards a heightened rediscovery of the national and ethnic components of Judaism. And one of the many political groups to emerge from this reappraisal of Judaism, stressing the ethnic, stressing the national, and in fact stressing the geographical roots of Judaism, is of course the national Jewish movement known as Zionism, which was a secular movement. And suddenly we realize, or we encounter, a totally different reflection of Judaism, right? Or a different representation of Judaism. And the Zionists did not claim that they were not part of Judaism. But for them, Judaism meant returning to the biblical land, returning to the land as farmers, creating a productive Jew, in many ways creating a Jew that will rediscover himself, maybe in a manner similar to old biblical, to the biblical realities. The first prime minister of the state of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, really believed that Zionism would almost return the Jews back to a biblical reality of a normal nation. And so they would stress the national aspect. I think this will be a factor in almost all of our subsequent lectures. We will talk about Judaism as a religion, constantly aware of the fact that Judaism is or has ethnic components, national components and national aspirations, is linked to a particular land, is connected to a particular language, and in this context, is in fact rather different from the other great religions.